going to talk with Dr. John Braccio, who is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Always interesting reading at Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. If you want to be better, if you want to know why you do some of the things you do, go to the website and check it out. It's always interesting reading. Dr. Braccio joins us this morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm very happy, Tony. It could be 30 below zero, so we're lucky that it's around 10. It's going to
really,
to 10.
Dr. Braccio, is there much difference between zero and 30 below? I mean, you know, once you get
probably not.
Once you get to zero, I'm about ready to go down to your place in Florida because I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Well, I know that, again, my wife's going to take us to that basketball, the Michigan State-Indiana game, thinks it's so cold out, so I said, okay. So this way we'll be taken right over to the Breslin, not quite to the door, but pretty close. So there are a few benefits to weather that's below zero. You get your wife to take you, give you a ride because she's worried you'll get too cold out there. And I thought, well, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, I like that logic. Let's talk a little bit about loyalty and why it's critical to personal and professional success in life.
Well, Tony, if a person isn't loyal, faithful, you know, devoted, call it what you will, to your family, to people you work with, to friends or a cause, then really you're missing so much in life, and you're never really going to be mentored, you're never going to be pulled along, you're never going to develop the types of relationships that human beings really need in order to thrive in life. So when you're loyal, when you're committed to someone, when you're committed to a cause, committed to whatever it might be, it makes you stronger, and it certainly develops feelings of kinship, camaraderie, feelings of desire to help move forward that only come with that word. It's an easy word to say, loyalty, but boy, it's a huge meaning in the whole human set of relationships.
When we talk about the workplace, why is loyalty so important? And a lot of times we think of an employee's loyalty to the company. We don't hear enough about a company's loyalty to the employee.
It has to work both ways. If you want a system that's really going to be good, it has to be where the worker feels important, the manager feels important, the overall goal, mission of the organization, people are loyal to, committed to, desire to have it work. If you don't have that, ultimately, the system will fail. So it's one of those things, people that work in places where they feel that they're important, that their concerns are being listened to, when they see action related to that, then I think things work out. I mean, I don't know anything about the Holt situation other than I hear, but I think that's an area where there appears to be some concerns about loyalty, you know, among parents, among students, among administrators, among the board. And that's one of those things will have to be sorted out. But you could even put loyalty into something like that, or the person heading up the in terms of what happened with the Board of Water and Light. I'm only going by what I read. I don't know any of these people. That he apparently is known and worked with the current, you know, the director. So there's concern. So you always get into those. Do you see how loyalty seems to fit into everything we're talking about, Tony? Is he too loyal? Can he do that without there being seen as some type of partisanship? So, but I think there's good loyalty and there's bad loyalty. I mean, if you're loyal to people that are taking advantage of you, that are dishonest, that are dishonorable, then that type of loyalty will eventually do you in. I think who you're loyal to has to be someone who's good, who's effective, who's caring, who also gives back to you, you know, kind of the, you know, do unto others you'd have them do unto you, this type of a thing where people both are helping and nourishing each other. And in the workplace, if a person doesn't feel that way, they're going to become the internal assassin, they're going to become depressed, they're going to become negative, they're going to try to really sabotage the mission of the system. So I think everybody has to learn that loyalty is critical to systems, to people, to families, to organizations, to commitment to things working. It's like the MSU football team. Apparently, there's a lot of loyalty and commitment to each other and as to a team, and I think that really shows in success. And a lot of times, you can't always put your finger on it, but when you start looking at the ingredients that go into success, you know, words like allegiance, commitment, you know, devotion, fidelity, these are the steadfastness, or as Shakespeare said, a heart, you know, true as steel, where these are the words that keep coming up, and they tend to be the key to success in life. And if people want to get ahead, they're going to find that finding ways and to be committed, finding people that they can devote themselves to be loyal to and that would be loyal back, that's how you really build a successful life. Because if you work somewhere where you're not respected, you're not treated well, you really don't feel a loyalty or commitment to the goal, to the person, to the people you're with, then it is time to move to a place where those feelings can be in place. And that's why it's important in relationships. Like, you love your children, you love your wife, that's a definite, you have a real sense of loyalty, which of course in that case ties into love, I might add. But it's a word that if we put the word loyalty, we then put the relationships, people we're with, systems we're working with, if we don't find that that line is works along the way of the commitment to the dedication, then we have to really do some rebalancing, look at ourselves, look at the people we're with, and determine if we need to make some real changes in our life. Because if you're in a situation where you don't feel loyal, you don't feel people are loyal to you, then it can make for a very horrible, horrible life.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thank you so much. Have fun tonight.
Tony, always a pleasure, my friend.